Well, there's no doubt about it that, you know, it's Houston, Texas. It's like I tell the players all the time. You know, it is what it is. It's hot, you know. So, but our guys have been through it now with our training camp. A lot of, you know, the guys that were here last year have been through it. The new guys are getting used to it. And we came up here and it was nice and cool for us. So it was a good practice out there today. Absolutely. I really like this type of practice. You know, I think when I was in New England, we did it against New Orleans and the Falcons, Atlanta. And then last year in Houston, we did it against Denver and Atlanta, and here against Washington. It's just great work. You know, it's, you know, these guys go against each other for so long. And I know it's really early now, but even in OTAs and it builds up over time. And now you get to go against a different opponent. It's really good for the coaches. It's a different way of practicing. Keeps us all on our toes. And so it's really good.
Hey, Coach, you took over Penn State, difficult path, got that program going, went to Houston, turned things around.
Well, I think it's not just one thing. You know, I think one of the things that we really try to do is, as far as players, first of all, we're really looking for smart, dependable, tough players, and we really have that right now. I mean, even looking back when I was at Penn State, we had that both years. We had tough kids. We had smart kids. And here now we've got these men here in Houston that are guys that practice hard. They're smart. They're tough. They're dependable. You know, as it relates to our staff, you know, I think – you know, whether it was Penn State or here, really strong staff, good teachers, good men, guys that care about their families, care about their players. And then I think the third thing is the organization. You know, here in Houston, we have a great owner, and he really allows us to do our jobs. And you know, and the last thing I'll say is about that is it's a really good place to coach in Houston because of our fans. We have great fans that are passionate about the game. You know, there's 7,000-8,000 fans at every practice and training camp, loud into it. It's really a good fan base. Say that again. Yeah, just seeing him out there and watching him on college tape, you know, he's quick. He can accelerate. Looks like he's got really good instincts. You know, I know Jay likes him. So, yeah, I can vouch for him. He's a good player. Yeah, I probably have to watch the film to really have some specific thoughts for you. But, you know, I thought both guys competed. You know, they're both in there with different groups. Sometimes they're throwing to guys that maybe they haven't thrown to a whole lot. They're working with different offensive lines, and that's not always easy. So I think overall I think their play was fairly consistent today with all the different guys they were working with, going against a new defense, not really knowing what to expect from that defense. You know, we didn't have a scouting report or anything like that with the Redskins. We just came out and practiced, which is what we should do, and I thought both guys handled it well. Yes. Yeah. We spoke a lot during the offseason in setting this up. A lot of text messages, a couple phone conversations, and then out here, you know, just having been around him at the owners' meetings and things like that. Good guy, really good football coach. And so, yeah, we do. We go out there and kind of talk about, like right there at the end, we both decided to do a little red area competition, which really wasn't on the practice schedule. So, you know, really easy guy to communicate with and really enjoy working with him. Well, you know, I give those guys credit. I give our coaches credit. You know, the four guys that played for us last year did an excellent job. They all came in different situations. All of them, most of them came in based on, you know, maybe a guy getting injured ahead of him or whatever it was. They came in and they all had to play against very tough defenses, and I thought they showed up really well. And I give our coaches credit. You know, as far as patience and all that, no, this is the NFL, you know, so – if one guy goes down or we've got to make a switch because of a competitive balance or whatever it is, a guy outworks somebody else, does better in practice, that's the NFL, you know. And so we've got to have a next man up mentality. That's what we have, and that's what we try to adhere to. Charles is a very competitive kid. He really wants it. He knows our defense well, and he's just he brings a lot of energy to the field, which is what I like. And I could say that about all of our guys. You know, they really bring a lot of energy to the field, and he's a guy that's really competed well in training camp for a job. Right.
What can you tell me? We haven't been in camp, so what can you tell me about their performance and their hopes?
Yeah, Grimes has had a good training camp. He's strung about three good practices in a row here. You know, he's done a good job. He's a smart player. He's one of our core special teams players. He's a guy that really knows our offense well. You know, he plays a lot on third down, but now with Arian out, he's playing more on first and second down in certain packages. Really dependable guy. We enjoy coaching him. You know, Jasper, we just got in the spring, and he's improving every day. Hard-working kid, and just got to keep improving every day.
Coach, would you like to see joint practices replace preseason games?
You know what? I would say I'm more in favor of joint practices. You know, I'm almost in favor of, hey, if you could get with a team and almost spend training camp with that team. You know, and practice against them on certain days, and then other days be separate and stay in the same area, and you know, wherever you decide to be. You know, I just think it's a great thing to go against another team. So, I'm more in favor of the joint practices because you get more plays than in a game, and I think it works out really well. I thought they responded well, Mark. I thought they came out here ready to go. We had a good. You know, we were kind of delayed getting here. We had some plane difficulties, mechanical issues. You know, sat on the tarmac, got in there, had a squad meeting, you know, let them go to sleep a little bit. And they got up early. They were all up, 6:30, 6 a.m., ready to go. They couldn't wait to get over here, and I thought they responded well. We just got to have some good meetings this afternoon, tonight, and put it together again tomorrow. Yeah, they do a good job. You know, I think in the beginning you really do notice them. You know, they're there, and it's hard not to notice them. But as time goes on, they definitely blend in. The director, Matt Dissinger, has been a really good guy to work with, and it hasn't been an issue at all. Well, we'll see when the first show comes out. But to this point, it hasn't been an issue at all. I look up at the camera and I say, "Are you filming me?" And the camera has the way of saying yes or no. And so when it says yes, I usually leave the office. Yeah, no, he's a great player and an even better guy. You know, he's just a pro's pro. You know, obviously his peers voted him the number one player in the league. He works every single day to get better. He's a leader. He's everything you want in a player. Makes a ton of plays and a great guy. Great guy in the Houston community. Great guy for the NFL. You know, one of the faces of the NFL, and really happy he's on our team. Can you repeat? I'm sorry. Yeah. Anytime you can go against another offense, especially like Washington's offense, and then, you know, Washington's defense, too. It's really good because you're seeing different schemes. You're seeing things that our offense doesn't do at all in practice, you know, and then you're seeing things from their defense that you wouldn't see just because that's what they do. And so I think anytime you have a chance to do that, that's what I was saying over here about these joint practices. They really make the players stay on their toes because there's no real scouting. You're not getting ready for a game here. You're coming up against a team, and you have to react. And you have to react to things that you – see that are new. You got to put out the fire early in practice and figure it out, and I think it's a good thing. Yeah, Dwayne Brown's a leader of the offensive line. You know, he's a true veteran. He really, one thing about Dwayne Brown that really makes me proud to be associated with him is that he came into this offseason and he played well last year. You know, he was a Pro Bowl player, but I think he knows that he can play better. He has high standards for himself. He came back in OTAs and then early in training camp in great shape. He's having a really good training camp. He's one of our dominant performers out there and just a great guy to coach, tough, out there every day, and really knows our system and just fun guy to be around. he brings a lot to our team. You know, he brings a lot in the locker room, leadership wise. He's a champion. He's one of the best nose guards to ever play the game. So he brings a lot to our scheme. And you know, he just that veteran presence in your locker room and on your defense is means a lot. And it, you know, I believe it's going to help us. It's helped us already. And the key is, you know, continuing to improve as a defense. And you know, I think he's a guy that can really help us improve.